John chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lights every man that comes into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I spoke. He that comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Yeshua the Messiah. No man has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. And this is the record of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who are you?' And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, 'I am not the Messiah.' And they asked him, 'What then? Are you Elijah?' And he said, 'I am not.' 'Are you that prophet?' And he answered, 'No.' Then said they to him, 'Who are you, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What say you of yourself?' He said, 'I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord Yahweh,' as said the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said to him, 'Why baptize you then, if you are not that Messiah, nor Elijah, neither that prophet?' John answered them, saying, 'I baptize with water, but there stands one among you whom you know not. He it is who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose shoelace I am not worthy to unloose.' These things were done in Bethabara, beyond the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day John saw Yeshua coming to him and said, 'Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man which is preferred before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel, therefore have I come baptizing with water. And John bore record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it stayed upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said to me, Upon whom you shall see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizes with the Holy Ghost. And I saw and bore record that this is the Son of God. Again the next day, after John stood and two of his disciples, and looking upon Yeshua as he walked, he said, Behold, the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Yeshua. Then Yeshua turned and saw them following, and said to them, What seek you? They said to him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwell you? He said to them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. One of the two which heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his own brother Simon, and said to him, We have found the Messiah, which is, being interpreted, the Christ. And he brought him to Yeshua. And when Yeshua saw him, he said, You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Kephas, which is by interpretation a stone. The day following, Yeshua would go forth into Galilee, and found Philip, and said to him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip found Nathanael and said to him, "We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Yeshua of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." And Nathanael said to him, "Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth?" Philip said to him, "Come and see." Yeshua saw Nathanael coming to him and said of him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile." Nathanael said to him, "From where know you me?" Yeshua answered and said to him, "Before that Philip called you, when you were under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered and said to him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." Yeshua answered and said to him, "Because I said to you, I saw you under the fig tree, believe you? You shall see greater things than these." And he said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." John chapter 2. And the third day there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Yeshua was there. And both Yeshua was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Yeshua said to him, "They have no wine." Yeshua said to her, "Woman, what have I to do with you? My hour is not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." And there were set there 6 water pots of stone, after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. Yeshua said to them, "Fill the water pots with water," and they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw out now and bring to the governor of the feast." And they brought it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine, and knew not from where it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, and said to him, "Every man at the beginning does set forth good wine, and when men have well drunk, then that which is worse, but you have kept the good wine until now." This beginning of miracles did Yeshua in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. After this he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brothers and his disciples, and they continued there not many days. And the Jews' Passover was at hand, and Yeshua went up to Jerusalem, and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves, and the changers of money sitting. And when he had made a whip of small cords, he drove them all out of the temple, and the sheep, and the oxen, and poured out the changers' money, and overthrew the tables, and said to them that sold doves, "Take these things away. Make not my Father's house a house of merchandise." And his disciples remembered that it was written, "The zeal of your house has eaten me up." Then answered the Jews and said to him, "What sign show you to us, seeing that you do these things?" Yeshua answered and said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in building, and will you raise it up in 3 days?" But he spoke of the temple of his body. When therefore he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this to them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Yeshua had said. Now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. But Yeshua did not commit himself to them, because he knew all men, and needed not that any should testify of man, for he knew what was in man. John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Yeshua by night and said unto him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that you do unless God is with him." Yeshua answered and said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Yeshua answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a man is born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wants, and you hear the sound thereof, but cannot tell from where it comes and where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How can these things be?" Yeshua answered and said to him, "Are you a master of Israel, and know not these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak that we do know, and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witnesses. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And no man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He that believes on him is not condemned, but he that believes not is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that does evil hates the light, neither comes to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that does truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, and that they are done in God. After these things came Yeshua and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he continued with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Aenon, near to Salim, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. For John was not yet cast into prison. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, he that was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you bear witness, behold, the same baptizes, and all men come to him." John answered and said, "A man can receive nothing unless it is given him from heaven. You yourselves bear me witness that I said, I am not the Messiah, but that I am sent before him. He that has the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom which stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. He that comes from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly, and speaks of the earth. He that comes from heaven is above all. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifies, and no man receives his testimony. He that has received his testimony has set to his seal that God is true. For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God gives not the Spirit by measure to him. The Father loves the Son, and has given all things into his hand. He that believes on the Son has everlasting life, and he that believes not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him." John chapter 4. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Yeshua made and baptized more disciples than John, though Yeshua himself baptized not but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee. And he must needs go through Samaria. Then came he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Yeshua therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There came a woman of Samaria to draw water. Yeshua said to her, "Give me to drink," for his disciples were gone away to the city to buy food. Then said the woman of Samaria to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." Yeshua answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that says to you, 'Give me to drink,' you would have asked of him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From where then have you that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle?" Yeshua answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come here to draw." Yeshua said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman answered and said, "I have no husband." Yeshua said to her, "You have well said, 'I have no husband,' for you have had five husbands, and he whom you now have is not your husband. In that said you truly." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship." Yeshua said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour comes, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeks such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah comes, which is called Christ. When he has come, he will tell us all things." Yeshua said to her, "I that speak to you am he." And upon this came his disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman, yet no man said, "What seek you?" or "Why talk you with her?" The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, "Come, see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Messiah?" Then they went out of the city and came to him. In the meanwhile, his disciples begged him, saying, "Master, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat that you know not of." Therefore said the disciples one to another, "Has any man brought him something to eat?" Yeshua said to them, "My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Say not you, 'There are yet 4 months and then comes harvest.' Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. He that reaps receives wages. He that reaps receives wages and gathers fruit unto life eternal, that both he that sows and he that reaps may rejoice together. And herein is that saying true, 'One sows and another reaps.' I sent you to reap that which you bestowed no labour. Other men laboured, and you are entered into their labours." And many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, "He told me all that ever I did." So when the Samaritans had come unto him, they sought him that he would remain with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word, and said to the woman, "Now we believe not because of your saying, for we have heard him ourselves and know that this is indeed the Messiah, the Saviour of the world." Now after 2 days he departed therefrom and went into Galilee. For Yeshua himself testified that a prophet has no honour in his own country. And when he had come into Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went to the feast. So Yeshua came again into Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. When he heard that Yeshua had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to him and begged him so that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Then said Yeshua to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The nobleman said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Yeshua said to him, "Go your way, your son lives." And the man believed the word that Yeshua had spoken to him and went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, "Your son lives." Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to improve. And they said to him, "Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him." So the father knew that it was at the same hour in which Yeshua said to him, "Your son lives," and himself believed, and his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Yeshua did when he had come out of Judea into Galilee.